Hey guys, happy 100th episode to me. Isn't that amazing? I don't know how many of you guys have been here since the very beginning, but this used to be a solo podcast, and it was basically me figuring out my diagnosis in a sort of stream of consciousness, and there were people who came back and listened to this over and over again. This is before I discovered I could invite guests to my show and let them do all the talking, but that's neither here nor there. Today's all about me, guys. Yeah, so buckle in, skip this one if you feel like it, but I want to celebrate my 100th episode, and I want to start that by revisiting my whole ADHD story, because a lot of you are new and a lot of you don't know. After that, I want to go into the birth of the podcast and some of my favorite moments and some of your favorite moments. So yeah, this is going to be a very celebratory episode, and I can't wait to get started. So, okay, first of all, my ADHD diagnosis story. These are the broad strokes. Okay, so let's see. I'm looking at time because I want to make sure I hit everything I want to hit, but I don't want to just ramble. But I want to ramble a little bit because, you know, that's how we do it, guys, right? But my diagnosis story goes back to probably 2013-ish. If my middle sister was here, she would correct me on dates and times because she's the family historian. But yeah, I'm just going to say that. So basically, up until then, I had been a journalist. And I had been doing a lot. I get into this deeper on the first episode of my story, but I was a journalist, and it was a profession that was great for that fly by the seat of your pants, chasing ambulances. You never knew from day to day what your day was going to look like. So that was kind of my life for a long time. And then I got my first corporate job, and it was just super hard, and I couldn't figure out why. Incurred a lot of trauma through the process. But at the end of the day, I did get diagnosed. And the reason I did was I was already seeing a psychiatrist for depression and anxiety. And, you know, I was always leaving my keys behind. You know, you've heard this story before, and that's what happened. And to this day, I'm really grateful for that. So then enter into the next phase of my life. I left the corporate job, and I joined another job. It was a small business, and it was just a lot more in line with what I was all about. And I don't mean that just by lifestyle. At the time, I thought it was the best fit I would ever have, but that was before remote working. But basically, it was like a small startup situation where everybody was kind of young and learning together, and it was very supportive, and it was very creative, and it was very tech oriented. So it hit all the high points for me, and I was able to like sort of sort through my diagnosis and acquire some tools of the trade and whatnot. And as soon as I kind of thought I had it figured out, we started to try to conceive. And anyone who's been through this can attest that you think you have your ADHD figured out, and then something else in your life happens, and you have to figure it out all over again for that particular situation. And that's what happened. So I decided it was time for kids, and I wanted a kid. And so then suddenly I was faced with, you know, how do I manage my ADHD while trying to conceive? So that was a whole thing. We have episodes on this, by the way. And then on top of that, so I have the kid, and again, complete reset and have to figure it out all over again. So that happened, right? So, you know, it's funny, at the end of each phase, you kind of think you figured it out and you're done. And then this happens enough times that you finally catch on that this is just life. And sure enough, let's see, after the kid, I had, oh gosh, I was laid off. Okay, hold on. I'm doing the math here. I was laid off in 2019, I'm going to say. Could be wrong. I built a consultancy out of scratch to survive from that, and was thriving. And then COVID-19 hit, and then I had to rebuild again. And yeah, so I'm kind of a cockroach in that sense. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So, you know, every time your life changes, you gotta recalibrate the whole ADHD stuff. So it's an ongoing journey is my point. And I think when you're younger, when you're young as far as your diagnosis goes, you could be 50 having this experience. But when you're first diagnosed, you're thinking, okay, I'm just going to like solve this. I'm going to hack it. And there's plenty of content out there that, you know, they're happy to help you with that, solving the problem that is you, but you are not a problem to be solved. Anyway, yeah, my mind's blank. Oh yeah. So, okay. That brings us to 2020. And yeah, I've had perimenopause. I've had depression. I've had other people in my life either die or they're going to die or they have cancer or they were laid off or, you know, we've just had like, I know life feels hard to everyone, but I feel like all the shit's been compressed into the last 6 years, starting with my daughter being born. I had severe complications. I postpartum, they sent me home. I was fine, but I wasn't. And I had heart failure, basically. I don't know how else to explain it, but it was postpartum preeclampsia complications. So yeah, had that going on. I had to be rehospitalized for 4 days, separated from my daughter, and then reunited. So as you can imagine, we all have these experiences like that layered on top of each other, compressed over and over again over time. And, you know, a lot of this experience informs how my episodes, how my seasons were structured later when I left the solo stuff and started interviewing other experts. A lot of the themes were built around this whole idea of A, we can't solve, you're not a puzzle to be solved. B, you're going to endure a lot of shit and it's just going to get compressed and you're going to endure more shit and that's going to get compressed. And just how do you process that? How do you manage it? Is there any way to anticipate that kind of stuff and flow with it better? That's been a lot of my life for the last 6 years, and I'm only now getting a chance to really put all that into context. So yeah, I'm kind of losing track here, but I was telling you, you have all these different life stages. I was trying to explain my ADHD journey. Yeah, so after the kid and the layoffs and the deaths and the firing, I started racking up the years, obviously, and I don't want to say I'm perimenopausal, but I'm close. I'm pretty close. So here you are, from puberty up until perimenopause, every time my life has shifted, and it was either my body or my environment, every time it shifted, I had to recalibrate myself to like deal with this shit. And imagine not being diagnosed and having to do that. A lot of people close to me have been there or they're going through it right now. You might be going through that. So this is no small thing. This is something that is so important. It's no small thing. Never underestimate what a big deal it is for you to get up every day and do the things that you do.
Hey, listeners to the Adulting with ADHD podcast. My name is Katie McManus, and I wanted to let you know about my show, The WeenieCast. If you're an entrepreneur with ADHD, I'm hoping you'll dig it. I'm pretty sure you will. Each episode, I'll be sharing stories and insights which will inspire you as a fellow ADHDpreneur, and I'll be helping you step out of the weenie and into the winning.
Okay, so that establishes my ADHD story, but now I want to get into the podcast, because the birth of the podcast kind of overlaps with this. And how it happens is, I think around 2018, 2019, right before I was laid off, I had started dabbling in podcasting. And I really am, I'm just so in love with the process of production. There's something I've always liked about that aspect of my job in the daytime, my bread and butter job. And as I'm talking right now, I'm realizing talking's another thing I like to do too. It's very challenging for me to have conversations back and forth unless I'm really comfortable with the person. But, you know, just like this has been fun right now, just recording this episode. That's a side tangent. This feels very throwbacky to the first episodes I did. This is this is how it was. I think maybe I had an outline at least. I don't have an outline. I don't have to tell this story like I'm in a hurry. I think it's like I'm just in a hurry to get the words out because I'm afraid I'm just going to lose everything. But essentially, I was dabbling in 2018, 2019, dabbling and learning more about it. And then I started and I saw some initial traction. I don't know if I was looking at the charts by then, but I definitely knew people were listening. I mean, I had a couple of people write in. I had a couple of like nasty grams, which was, you know, looking back, great. Cause it's like, oh my gosh, I was able to learn and iterate. Oh, and when I say nasty grams, I'm talking about, I'm not talking about what you sent me. Like, no, there were lots of things that were sent to me that were super helpful. I'm talking about like one time somebody was just like, you suck, shut up. That's what I'm talking about. When I say nasty grams, I've gotten a lot of really helpful messages, especially about production, especially about how I view the world, or who I'm talking to and what I'm talking about. So yeah, side note, thank you. Not a side note. Thank you so much to those of you who have helped me along the way, who have called me in and not called me out. And even the ones who called me out, thank you too. I've just come a long way. So my podcast was not that serious. It was me learning the medium at first. I think I got to about 20 or 30 episodes of just me talking to myself, me researching things. A lot of it was very life hacky. A lot of it really was that whole trying to solve the problem that is you. I think I was still stuck in that troubleshooting phase where I was just trying to fix myself and just hack all the things. And I moved on from that, but I think that's, you know, that stuff was still going on. And then it was 2020. A pandemic hit. I was very scared and lonely. And I spent a lot of time on Twitter. And I spent a lot of time on TikTok. And I just had this idea. And looking back, I feel like every phase of my podcast has been a combination of me seeking connection, but me also trying to derive meaning out of what's happening to me at that time. And the podcast itself, the medium, was just kind of incidental. It was just a way for me to do that while I could learn different tools and stuff at the same time. It didn't occur to me yet that this was all really gelling. I didn't really think I had anything. So yeah, it's the pandemic. So I just start interviewing people. I call them the COVID tapes. And the COVID tapes were just interviews I had. Interviewing people, just process. A lot of people like were collectively getting diagnosed with ADHD for the first time. Either they were diagnosing themselves or the doctor was diagnosing them. So I felt like this was like a layer. This was a filter on top of the pandemic of like, this shit is really hard and scary. And oh, we have ADHD. So it was a very interesting time. The COVID tapes, you can find them in the archives. They're really great. I really, someday I'm going to go back in time and really get better at communicating all what's in all my episodes because my podcast is evolving so much. It's interesting how quickly I got to 16 and a half minutes. When I started, I didn't know I was going to be able to even make it out that long. So after the COVID tapes, during COVID, I started workshopping, meeting other ADHD professionals and also thought leaders, also ADHD coaches. By the way, I took intro to ADHD coaching at ATCA because, you know, I briefly was going to be an ADHD coach and I probably will at some point if I ever, you know, get the chance. Maybe that'll be my third career. What career am I on now? Yeah. So yeah, I met a lot of people in that space. And that's when I really started. I think that's when I started looking at charts. That's when I started like, okay, I have something here. Okay, this is pretty cool. And that's when I really started like structuring my episodes and having a format and being really mindful of what I'm putting out there and like really listening to people when I got it wrong, and then the practice of getting it right when you get it wrong. So I feel like I've grown so much just through this whole experience, and I'm just so eternally grateful for that. And I feel like it's touched a lot of other areas in my life. Like, it's just all very good. So that brings us up to present day. I'm not struggling in the same things that I was at the beginning of the podcast. And the struggles are not as intense either. And yeah, some of that's age, but also some of it is that even though my family went through a lot of hard shit, eventually some good stuff started happening. And one of those things is, you know, I'm just in a good place with my main job, my career, right? You know, my 9 to 5, so to speak. Like, that's all good. So I'm able to do things like tinker with my podcast, or once your basic needs are met, basically, being someone who's not had a whole lot growing up and up until recently didn't really, you know, it's always been a struggle is what I'm trying to say. And then finally getting to a point in my life in my 40s where every day isn't just a crazy scramble to meet basic needs. It's very clear to me that I'm not the problem. And it's very clear to me you're not the problem. And so if I could sum up this experience, I would sum it up by saying, just keep doing the best you can. We're all doing the best we can with what we have. Then we get new information and then we do better. That's one thing, right? There's a lot of things, but that's a big thing. The other thing is like, be kind to yourself, be patient with yourself, especially if you're struggling on a lot of fronts or any single front, really. Be kind to yourself because it takes a lot to really have your shit together. Like, a lot of stars have to align. You have to have your basic needs met. You have to have a support system. And it helps when the world isn't on fire, and it helps when our country isn't run by corporate greed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, for being there. I wouldn't be talking into my phone in a closet right now if there weren't people on the other end hearing this. And I wouldn't be doing this in the first place unless I knew it was helping other people, because there are so many times where I've questioned myself and, you know, considered if I should pack it in, and I don't, because I do know this stuff is getting out there. I do know it's helping people. So I'm not going to stop, but I am going to stop for this season. I'm going to be taking a break. I had the bones of a future season, had the bones of the next season sort of laid out in my mind. But that could change. I don't know. My format's changed before. I would love to know what you guys think. I haven't seen any prevailing trends either way of like a specific format. I just know you guys really like the guests and the information coming out. So my hope is to keep that and maybe mix in some more solo podcasts too. I have a lot to think about. So I'm going to take that time for myself, and I'm not on vacation by any means. I'm going to be still working my day job and doing all the caretaking things. And, but I'm going to take a break from recording episodes so I can just kind of let things percolate and see what happens. But definitely, I consider this a collaborative process. Definitely want to know what you think. So if you have any topics you want to hear about, any questions you have, any formats you like, any formats you dislike, feel free to email me. My email is contact@adultingwithadhd.com. This is a good time to kind of wrap things up. I have told you my ADHD story, and I told you about how the podcast was born and where it's at, and we'll see where it goes from here. So thank you guys very much, and have a really good summer, and yeah, until next time, happy adulting or something. Okay, bye.